Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and today we're going to discuss reason number 1107 to keep your kid out of public school. Yesterday, 1106, and while we were discussing that horrific suicide of an 11-year-old boy, the media was spreading reports of yet another horrific school shooting in California. So we'll talk about that, and then also we're going to contrast NBC's report on that crime, which was committed by the husband of a teacher, and they can't get enough of presenting his religious beliefs and that he attended a nominally Christian church and so on. They just can't get enough of it, and contrast that with how they report Islamic terror. How many terrorist attacks just in, what, the first 7 days of April? The first 7 days of April, 15 countries around the world have experienced Islamic terror attacks, and 377 people have been killed in just the first 7 days of this month of April. And so I want to talk a bit about that and how the media is loath to connect an Islamic terrorist attack to the religious beliefs of the Islamic terrorist, even though he is shouting those religious beliefs as he's committing his crime. So we'll talk about that. We have a little bit of audio, only 11 seconds we decided to air from the O'Reilly Factor last night. We could have presented 2-3 minutes of it, but we cut it down to just 11 seconds. And this is Bill O'Reilly, and yet another delusional thing he said on the air. And he says so many of these things with such a straight face. Now, if you go to our website, kgov.com/O'Reilly, you'll find our O'Reilly O'Reilly segments. And I'm doing it right now, kgov.com/O'Reilly. In website addresses, URLs, domain names, you don't usually include punctuation, so you'd leave out the apostrophe. Just kgov.com/O'Reilly. And you could see this 11 seconds as a YouTube video. And we have a list of all the horrific liberal beliefs that O'Reilly holds and promotes, many wicked things, astoundingly wicked, and including the fact that he's essentially pro-choice. He's not a fan of late-term abortion, but he is pro-choice. So we'll do 11 seconds from O'Reilly, and then also maybe about 40 seconds or so of audio from Neil Gorsuch when he was before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. So just a little bit about that and where we're at now in this latest justice to be confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court by a Republican Senate, nominated by a Republican president, and how many more decades of child killing will we have in America because of Neil Gorsuch? Not in spite of him, but because of him. So we'll get to that audio. And then lastly, you know, we had a worldwide exclusive interview with a woman that Bill Clinton raped, Juanita Broderick. It's a stunning interview at kgov.com/Juanita. Well, she's in the news again because Hillary has been blaming part of her loss in the election on misogyny, that people hate women, that they're against women. And so this was posted or tweeted online over at CNN, and Juanita Broderick herself responded, and about how absurdly ironic it is that Bill Clinton rapes women, sexually assaults women, and they want everyone to, at the time, vote for him when all this was publicly discussed and support him. Even to this day, they hold him up, they revere him as a father of the Democratic Party. And yet he not only sexually harasses women, sexually assaults women, but he's even a rapist, and one of his best friends is a known pedophile who he's traveled around the world with repeatedly. So at any rate, we're glad for Juanita pointing out the absurd hypocrisy. So now let's begin with reason number 1107 to keep your kid out of the public schools. Yesterday, Doug McBurney and I were presenting our reason number 1106, the horrific suicide of that 11-year-old boy who bought a cell phone off of his friends. He wasn't allowed to have a cell phone. He was a hockey player. He wasn't allowed to date. He was dating a 13-year-old girl at school. And then they leave school, and she pretends over social media that she was committing suicide. Her friends are all reinforcing this so-called joke. And within 40 minutes of when this all began, he was dead. He committed suicide. So that was our reason number 1106. And as we're reporting that, we mentioned on the show yesterday that there were a new news cycle. And this was of a school shooting yesterday in California. And so we said this would be our number 1107th reason to keep your kids out of school. So this was at North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino. Again, San Bernardino, where the terrorist attack occurred a year ago. And by the way, that terrorist attack, we have contacted the coroner's office there and asked for the autopsies of the Islamic terrorist, the man and the woman who committed that atrocious terrorist attack. And for some reason, the autopsies of all the victims have been made public, as happens in our system. But the Islamic terrorists, their autopsies have not been made public. And we have a special reason to want to see them. So we follow that, and it's somewhat frustrating. At any rate, same city, you have the murderer husband, newlywed, a few months, and he goes into the school. He's carrying a gun. That's not noticed. He goes into the classroom, immediately pulls out the gun to shoot and murder his wife. They had been together for a couple years or more and married 3 months ago. Shoots and kills his wife. Shoots and kills one of her students, who was an 8-year-old standing behind her, and inflicts a gunshot wound on another student who is 9 years old. And so we see this whole catastrophe. And of course, it's not one of the students murdering the other students. It's not a teacher. It's not a teacher raping students or kidnapping students. It's the husband of a teacher. But undoubtedly, this guy is part of the gross domestic product. That's what we call the GDP, what we call those who have attended our public school system, which is a godless school system. So he undoubtedly was an especially broken human being. That's evident, obvious. He had a criminal record. And so we can assume that he is a product of our public school system, our officially godless public school system. So at any rate, reason number 1107, to keep your kids out of the government schools. But now let's switch from the horrific crime to talk about the reporting. And let's use NBC and contrast NBC's report on this with their report of Islamic terror. There have been, since 9/11, there have been over 30,000 lethal Islamic terrorist attacks around the world since 9/11. It's been 16 years. Since 9/11, over 30,000 attacks. Right now, it's somewhere around 30,200. NBC, in reporting this attack, they can't get enough of presenting this murderer attending a nominally Christian church, which he did, Rick Warren's Saddleback Church in California. Rick Warren is a post-Christian, liberal, New Agey kind of minister. But their article on these murders, they go through his Facebook page and they say that this man was blessed. They write about prayers, about church, evangelical. They even use a word in their lead paragraph of this news report. They're not quoting anyone. It's their word. And they use the word godly. That this man, his relationship with his new wife, you could even say that it was godly. So they're doing absolutely everything they can possibly do to connect this murderer and his crime to this man's Christian church attendance, everything they could possibly do. The number of Islamic terrorist attacks, this is April 2017, in the first 7 days of April. How many attacks have there been around the world by Muslims? How many people killed? How many injured? How many killed themselves in suicide blasts, killing other people? Well, in 15 countries around the world, 277 people have been injured, 377 have been killed, there have been 6 suicide blasts out of 47 attacks. When the media reports on Islamic terror, they do everything they can possibly do not to report on the religious connection between the murderer, the terrorist, the crime, and his religious activity and religious beliefs. It doesn't matter if he's shouting Allahu Akbar as he's murdering children, as has happened in the news. When they report, they leave that out systematically. I mean, of course, it gets reported on occasion. But it's sanitized from the reports as soon as possible. And we have the European Union in their official documents urging the media to withhold information on any religious connection in terrorist attacks. I mean, explicitly. You don't believe that? Go to our website, kgov.com/terror. Right at the top, you'll find the link to over 30,000 lethal Islamic terrorist attacks since 9/11, over 30,000. And every one of these are committed by the adherents to the religion of peace, every single one of them. And on that page, you will see, we document, we quote from, we link right to the European Union's official webpage where they are urging the media to stop reporting connections. And they say, even if there is an obvious connection, look for other motivations. Even if the terrorist says, I'm doing this in the name of Allah for jihad, religious war against the West, look for other motivations. See if he's been unemployed, whatever. And so the first 7 days of April, 47 attacks, 377 murdered. You know, that's just over 8 people killed per attack. And then you look at over 30,000 lethal attacks since 9/11. In fact, let me go back here. I'm going to click back and look at another month. Okay, I just got here, November 2016. So just a few months ago. I'm not looking at January, February, March, just skip that. Here I am at November. In the month of November, there were 231 attacks worldwide. This was in 29 countries. 231 attacks, over 2,000 people killed. 2,008 people killed. So that's more than 8 people killed on average. That's just like the first 7 days of April. You know, when you have stats, if you take numbers from 3 or 4 or 5 incidences and you're looking for a trend, you might not have enough data points to make a trend. But we have over 30,000 lethal Islamic attacks since 9/11. So in November, 231 attacks, over 2,000 people killed. So that comes to over 8 people killed on average per attack, with an additional 3,082 injured, 27 were suicide blasts in 29 countries. So you've got all that in the media around the world for the most part, except for the conservative Christian reporting and except for the reporting from those who hate the left. Like, for example, Bill O'Reilly, right? We're going to be talking about him in just a moment, play some audio. Bill O'Reilly, people think he's a conservative Christian. He's not a Christian. People think he's a conservative. He's not a conservative. You know, O'Reilly hates the left, right? He doesn't like Bill Clinton, for example, primarily because the left despise him. That's why he doesn't like them. Not because they're in rebellion against God, not because their motivations are immoral, but because they despise Bill O'Reilly. That is why. I said on the show years ago that Bill O'Reilly was a liberal, and some trucker calls in. He and his wife are driving over the road, cross country, 18-wheeler. And he said, "Bob, we just had a call. You said that Bill O'Reilly is a liberal. How could he be a liberal? He hates Bill Clinton." And I said, "So does Hillary." And you could hear his wife cracking up. "So does Hillary." That doesn't mean that Bill O'Reilly is a conservative. The National Socialist and the Marxist over in Russia. So you had the Nazis and the Communists, the Socialist and the Communist. Their governmental principles were almost identical, but they hated each other. Why did they hate each other? Because they were competitors. That's why they hated each other. And so for people not to be able to understand this, and you hear somebody who doesn't like the liberals, doesn't like the Democrats, and then you identify with him, then you're vulnerable to all his false teaching, his wickedness, because you lift him up as though he's some kind of a hero, insightful leader, when he's the enemy too. You just joined the wrong side. You didn't realize it. So back to NBC's report first of this godly, blessed, evangelical Christian who murdered his wife and a student in a school in California yesterday. That's how they present it. I mean, it's right in the lead. This is a godly man. And so you see the hatred they have for Jesus Christ, which is in large part why they tend to support Muslims in Islam. Because Islam hates Christians. I mean, it's widespread, hundreds of millions. You know, all the teaching we do on Islam, I don't hate Muslims. I don't hate them. They're in rebellion against Jesus Christ the way I was until September of 1973. So they're in rebellion against Jesus Christ. Jesus died for them. He loves them enough to offer them the gift of salvation. So I've been honored to be involved in the conversion of Muslims to faith in Jesus Christ, and honored to have the opportunity to share the gospel with Muslims, honored to have the opportunity to go to a mosque here in the Denver area to witness to the imam and the men of the mosque. I don't hate Muslims. Muslims are like the rest of the world in rebellion against Jesus Christ. Muslims are like United Methodists in rebellion against Jesus Christ. Muslims are like mainline Christian denominations in rebellion against Jesus Christ, many of them with most of their adherents. So I don't hate Muslims, but Muslims by the hundreds of millions hate Christians and Jews. And so because of that, the people of the book, you know, Christians and Jews, because of that, the left-wing, liberal, godless media, they have a soft spot in their heart for Muslims. Because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So they just sort of like Muslims because Muslims hate Christians. It's not hard to follow that. So at any rate, last night on CNN, there was a hysterical segment that was then picked up by Fox News. They showed the whole thing. It's funny. It was like you're watching CNN on the Fox News channel. Bill O'Reilly and Britt Hume. Britt Hume, by the way, is a Christian. He is a Christian. His views are tragically compromised because of his commitment to various political beliefs. And so he will speak fondly of child-killing Republicans. There are a lot of Christians who have that horrific flaw that they defend child killers. Not all child killers, just their child killers. Because they think their child killers are better than the other child killers, which is so tragic. But at any rate, Britt Hume, I remember when Tiger Woods, the golfer, his life was falling apart because of his sexual immorality. His life was absolutely crumbling. He went from the pinnacle to the bottom of the pit of despair. And Britt Hume, on nationwide TV, said Tiger Woods needs Jesus Christ because there is redemption only in Jesus Christ. He doesn't need the Buddhism of his father. He needs Jesus Christ. That was awesome. Britt Hume is a Christian, but, you know, vulnerable, and partly because of his position, which it pretty much would be impossible to be a regular on Fox News unless you were willing to compromise on minor issues like child killing and stealing and things like that, socialism and all. But anyway, so Bill O'Reilly plays this segment off of CNN in which they want to criticize Donald Trump for launching those Tomahawk cruise missiles, 59 of them, one fell into the sea, 59 against al-Assad and his government, destroying that airbase. They want to criticize him for it, but most people support the effort. Most of Trump's enemies support what he did there because it was so appropriate and right to let the world know that we will not tolerate the use of chemical weapons. So this is in vengeance against the killing of these innocents through this especially horrific method of chemical weapons, poison gas. Okay, so it was a good attack. Even a broken clock is right twice a day, but the liberals can't let that stand. So Hillary Clinton on CNN, they have a Syrian refugee as a guest. And the host says, this woman says, let me show you a clip from Hillary Clinton and get you to respond. So the clip was Hillary saying, oh, sure, you know, we punish the Syrian government for the gas attack. And then we tell the Syrian children, you're not welcome in our country. No refugees, right? No refugees, which, by the way, the Syrians coming here, Iraqis coming here, the ones that have, they're not refugees. They're economic immigrants. And maybe I'll explain that to you in a moment, but they're not refugees. They are economic immigrants. So this Syrian refugee, he says to CNN, he says, if you cared about us, CNN, you would have criticized Barack Obama for doing nothing when Assad used all those chemical weapons against us. You would have criticized him, but you were silent. And if you cared about us, you'd help us find a way to stay in our country. He said, I want to praise Donald Trump for what he did. He's the first one to give us hope. And that was on CNN. So the CNN reporter was just the host. She was just beside herself. She had no idea what to do. Just get rid of this guy. So O'Reilly, of course, shows that on the O'Reilly Factor to Brit Hume, and they're going to talk about it. And then O'Reilly makes one of his bizarre statements, absolutely bizarre and off the point. They should have focused on what had just happened. It was stunning. But he begins to criticize her for asking a leading question. And Brit Hume responded truthfully, saying, well, we do that around here. We ask leading questions. It's pretty much how every human being operates. And O'Reilly asks leading questions on every single segment of every show. But O'Reilly stuck his foot in his mouth, being, you know, the Lord God on high, Bill O'Reilly. He cannot be accused of doing anything wrong ever. So ask a leading question? Heaven forbid. He would never do that. So Jesus asked leading questions. Of course, we do here on Bob and Your Life. Everyone does. There's nothing wrong with it. But so let's just listen to 11 seconds, and then it goes into 2 or 3 minutes, which we're sparing you, where Bill O'Reilly is trying to defend himself in claiming that he never asks leading questions.
It certainly suggested that she did not get the answer that she expected.
No, she was asking a leading question. I don't ever do
that. We do that all the time, don't we, Bill?
I don't.
And so it goes on and on then for 3 minutes where Brit Hume, poor Brit Hume, he was not having a good day. O'Reilly is having a terrible month. Brit Hume was not having a good day yesterday, even before this segment. But at any rate, O'Reilly went on for maybe 3 minutes defending the inane claim that he does not ask leading questions. And he said, the only way you would ask a leading question is if you care about the opinion held by your guest. And he said, I don't care about their opinions. I just ask questions. It's like he just kept digging in, and that's a lack of humility. And it's a lack of humility. It's pride that caused Lucifer to fall in the garden. And it's a lack of humility that destroys marriages, starts wars, and sends people to hell. And Bill O'Reilly is headed to hell in a handbag. I know we keep saying that we want to play this audio from Gorsuch, but I might hold it off to next week because we're almost out of time. You know, we at Bob and Yurt Live, we expose the liberal in the conservative. It's what we do. So Bill O'Reilly, he opposes the death penalty. He believes that we evolved from slime and from fish and from apes. He believes in Darwinian evolution. He opposes spanking. He supports the decriminalized killing of unborn children. He promotes homosexual rights. He promotes two homosexual men adopting children. He supports government schools. You know what? The list goes on. God bless.